Yesterday, we talked about false pride as one way you edge God out. Today, I want to focus on fear. That's a way that you edge God out, too. It's demonstrated in self-doubt. In the Bible, Proverbs 29:25 says, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." When you get doubtful about yourself and you get fearful, you are focusing on man as your judge and not focusing on God. When you get fearful, you start protecting yourself, and that gets played out in hiding behind your position. You make people keep their distance. You know, "I'm the leader, I'm in charge." You withhold information. You don't want to share too much, because if you hold information, you have more power. You do it by intimidating others. Sometimes you can keep people away by making them be fearful of you, hoarding control, keeping it all to yourself, discouraging honest feedback. That's really one of the ways you can see fear playing out. What do you do when you get feedback? Do you kill the messenger? When people's ego is in the way, that's what people do. Why? Because they fear that if you're giving me feedback, you don't want me to lead. That's my worst nightmare. You don't want me to lead. And what will I do? I won't have my position. That's what I fear. So fear can really be a problem. It kicks our ego into play right away. Again, what we have to do is focus on God, His unconditional love for us. He sent His Son to die for us. We don't have to be fearful of man. We don't have to be fearful of others. So as you go through today, watch out for fear. Get in touch with God when you are afraid and see if you can get back on track by focusing on the kingdom, focusing on God, and focusing on what Jesus wants us to be. With fear, you can't lead like Jesus. Have a wonderful day.